Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Lester Holt, anchor of NBC Nightly News Weekend Edition and Dateline NBC. On Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m. on Dateline, Holt will host America Now, Lost in Suburbia, a revealing and emotional look at suburban poverty in America. Stick around and try not to think about your own shrinking net worth. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of my friends and neighbors who didn't realize how poor they really were until right about now in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Somewhat quietly, Lester Holt has become an NBC News star. It started innocently enough as he began appearing in all sorts of situations for the network, reporting here, filling in there, and hosting Lester Holt Live on MSNBC. He became the ubiquitous anchor of cable and broadcast news for the Peacock, able to step into any situation and deliver calm, level-headed journalism no matter what was happening around him. Holt, who joined NBC in 2000, was rewarded for his utility with two genuine high-profile gigs, anchor of the Dateline NBC franchise on Friday nights and anchoring NBC Nightly News Weekend Edition on Saturdays and Sundays. Essentially, when Brian Williams signs off at 7 p.m. on Friday nights, NBC News is Holt's playground until the Today Show returns on Monday mornings. On Sunday, June 24th at 8 p.m., Holt anchors a special edition of Dateline called America Now, Lost in Suburbia. It promises to make hay of a recent report that Americans lost 40% of their net worth between 2007 and 2010. And with that, Lester Holt, welcome to 40% Less of Mr. Media.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So tell us a little about tonight's installment in the America Now series. I mean, I understand that Dateline's been following kind of the trials and tribulations of three families since last fall.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all certainly know what's happened since 2008 with rising unemployment, people losing their jobs, the slipping of the economy. But one of the phenomenons we've seen late here in what we've like to think of as a recovery is middle-class families who have, as we've noted, lost a lot of their net worth, but have actually slipped below the poverty line. Social service agencies have, you know, in the last year or so, beginning to see more and more people who come from, you know, fairly well-to-do suburbs who are looking for, you know, earnest help. So we went to the suburbs around Boulder, Colorado, some very affluent upper middle-class neighborhoods, and working with one of the social service agencies there, identified three families that let us kind of chronicle their slide into poverty. These are, you know, couples that lost their jobs. They, you know, they had savings, so they were fine for a while, and then they borrowed money from family. But now they're at that point that, you know, they're using Medicaid. They're using food stamps. They're going to food pantries, and they are truly, you know, the poor. And you know, one of the phenomenons of this recession is there are now more poor people living in suburbs than cities, and these folks are the face of that.
Is it hard in today's superheated climate to do a report like this without getting political, without, you know, pointing fingers at one party or the other, or making it about that?
No, not at all. In fact, we don't even get into the political side of it. I mean, you know, there's other avenues and other stories that we can talk about what may have caused this, but the reality is, you know, unemployment's at 8.2%, and you know, no one was immune from the cutbacks. I mean, when you know, jobs started drying up and layoffs started happening, and these are families that, you know, the wife loses her job and the husband loses his job, and, you know, in some cases they found other jobs, but far, far below what they were making. So, no, we don't really get into the, you know, the whys of the economy, just the effect of it. And this is one of the effects that we really haven't talked about, mainly because, you know, especially people who, you know, from middle class aren't going to go out and advertise that they're suddenly poor. They don't want their neighbors to know. Mm-hmm. They're still living in what look like comfortable houses, and they've got nice cars out front, but they're suffering, and they don't want people to know about it.
Until the point that they file for foreclosure and disappear in the middle of the night.
Exactly. And we're like, you know, one mom explained to us, you know, the first time she realized she had to go to a food pantry, you know, she put her hair up in a bun, she put a hat on, dark glasses. You know, she drove around the block several times looking for a rear entrance of the food bank because she was afraid of running into somebody, you know, and being embarrassed.
Of course, what they don't think about is if they whoever they're going to run into there that they know is there probably for the same reason these days.
Well, of course, that's the truth, and the truth is they are not alone. And you know, I mean, in Boulder, you know, in 2008, they had fewer than 7,000 people who were taking advantage of food assistance, and then today that number is up to 17,000. So, you know, that's the whole point of the story. These folks that we profile are not alone. They may feel like it, but they represent one of the faces of victims of this economy who really haven't been talked about a lot. And because they, you know, come from the middle class, you know, unlike, you know, some of the chronically poor, they didn't really know where to turn. They didn't know what was out there for them. Mm. And, you know, they knew about unemployment, but a lot of the other things like rental assistance, for example, they needed help to get, you know, needed guidance.
So why Boulder, Colorado? Is it a demographic issue, or is the NBC affiliate there just offering, you know, free room and board?
No, you know, I can't say exactly why Boulder, but it just represents, I think, the kind of place that you drive through, and it just seems so doggone nice. I don't know if you've been there or not, but the area around there, you know, beautiful homes, great lifestyle. It looks nice, and it is, but it really represents, though, this kind of false front of poverty in this country that, you know, if you could go inside the living rooms of these nice houses and sit down with these people, you might discover something different. And that's exactly what we did. These folks really open up their lives. They let our cameras come into their lives. One couple, you know, one of the things that we don't talk about a lot is when you're out of money, suddenly your relationship is strained. And this one company, a couple found themselves arguing more and more and more, and they finally went to marriage counseling. And they allowed our cameras, and the counselor allowed our cameras in those sessions as they really, you know, blamed each other for their predicament and blamed the other one for not looking hard enough for a job. I mean, it takes its toll on so many levels.
Lester, do you ever worry that with the economics of news and reporting these days that there will come a time when the networks will no longer invest in long-form and long-term reporting that this type of project takes?
You know, I don't think so. You know, Dateline does very well, and you know, Dateline does a lot of things well. I mean, a lot of people know us for those, you know, the murder mystery shows that we do, and those, you know, have a very loyal audience. But because those are so successful, it also allows us to do what we call this America Now series, of which this story is one of them. That, you know, we can you know, look at these difficult social issues. We did one a while back on, you know, on families that are migrant workers and what they go through. And I did another one on the economy where we looked at a small town last summer in Georgia in which, you know, jobs dried up, factories closed, and we watched the trickle down of the economy. So, no, there's a strong demand for these shows. And, you know, Dateline is, you know, it's been on the air. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary. So, you know, I've been with the show less than a year. Mm-hmm. And so it better not go away because I'm having a ball working on it.
good. Hey, I got to ask you. NBC News itself was in the news this week with the word that Ann Curry is being pushed aside on the Today Show. The networks have such an issue with minority representation as it is. Do you think she got a fair shake in the chair with just a year?
Well, it's hard for me to say because, and this is going to, you know, going to sound like I'm blowing you off, but I really don't know what's going on. I read what you read in the papers, and you know, one of the reasons I've lasted so long in this business is I took some advice a long time ago, and that advice was stay in your lane, and that's what I do. I've got a full plate between my weekend nightly news. I also do weekend Today Show, and of course Dateline. So, you know, I'm following this along with everybody else, and I hope it's resolved. Ann Curry's my friend. NBC's my employer. I'm proud to work here. So, you know, I wouldn't delve too deeply, even if I had some information to share, which I don't. But listen, I hope everything works out for everybody involved.
I didn't say it was an easy question. All right, last question. This will be easier. All right, Brian Williams challenges you to a best of three arm wrestling contest. On whom should I bet a week's pay?
Oh, me. I'm in the gym every other day. In fact, I was just an hour ago. I was bench pressing 110 pounds. So go with me.
I think,
tell him I said that.
No. But I think Keith Morrison told us the same thing earlier this year. All right, folks. Listen, you can see Lester Holt, anchor Dateline NBC every Friday night at 10 p.m., and see him again on Saturdays and Sundays on NBC Nightly News Weekend Edition. Lester, pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
You're more than welcome.
You can see and hear almost 1,000 Mr. Media interviews by visiting our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Or check out the more than 200 video interviews on the Mr. Media radio site on YouTube. And I'd sure appreciate if you'd show some love for Mr. Media's advertisers, including Stitcher. Apple named Stitcher a top 5 news app of 2011. It's a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. You can listen whenever you want to more than 5,000 shows, get customized recommendations, and discover what your friends are listening to. My own list of Stitcher favorites is pretty eclectic. I start my day with an hour of MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Then it's the latest two-minute update from the Onion News Network. After that, I'll listen to WTF with Mark Maron, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and excerpts from E's Chelsea Lately and The Soup with Joel McHale. Also in regular rotation on my Stitcher playlist, The BS Report with ESPN's Bill Simmons, the TechCrunch headlines, and The Don Geronimo Show. The latest episodes of each show, whether originating from broadcasts, cable TV, radio syndication, or podcasts, are continuously updated. Stitcher is a free app for your iPhone, iPad, Kindle, Fire, BlackBerry, Droid, and more. And show your support of Mr. Media by getting, did I mention it's free? The app at stitcher.com/Mr. Media. That's stitcher.com/MR Media. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We're also supported by Audible. Check out Audible's 30-day trial membership and download the audiobook version of the book everyone's been talking about, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. Sign up for your free trial today at audible.com/radio. Again, audibletrial.com/radio. And finally, if you need a disc jockey for a wedding, bar mitzvah, corporate event, or just a big old party, please consider calling 1-800-DIAL-DJS, the party authority for all your party entertainment needs. You can call 1-800-DIAL-DJS or go to their website, 1-800-DIAL-DJS.com, and tell them Mr. Media sent you. And thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin.com Brown from the Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock, and you know what? I wish I had 30 rocks to throw at Mr. Media's ass. Yeah!